Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Yet another Saturday morning and yet another edition, another show, another program of the Garden America Radio Show. It's going to be a big shoe today. It always is. I'm Brian Main along with John Bagnasco. Tiger's got the day off. Bob Reedmiller, who I think I think you sleep in my studio and just wait till we call you.
I told John when he called me, I said, I think I'm just going to move a cot in.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Bob's back again, so that's good. I can't say by popular demand.
No.
But by some demand, you're here.
Somebody demanded. Yeah.
John did. John called you. I demand that you show up on Saturday.
And then I jumped.
Now, what's Tiger doing today? Because he said that he had opening day for his daughter's softball, and it's raining outside.
Yeah.
So, what's he doing?
I guess that's a moot point.
You would think that he would have shown up here.
You know, see that it's raining and come back. But, you know, we've got Bob here, so.
Yeah, well.
And not enough chairs or microphones, so.
Yeah, so we're covered.
Best that he's not here. So, John, getting better and better every week. How do you feel? Besides your stomach ache and constant headache.
I have had a stomach ache and headache for 5 weeks now.
You're tough.
But other than that,
you know why?
You come
from good stock. Don't you think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's that tough Sicilian stock, you know. They take a big beating.
Not Sicilian. My family's from northern Italy.
Oh, you're northern. You're northern.
Yeah, they would be offended.
Oh, yeah. That's that whole white sauce, red sauce
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, yeah. Gnocchi in the north and pasta in the south.
We had a lot of gnocchi when we were in Italy.
Good, too, huh?
It's very good.
I love gnocchi.
Never had it till I went there.
Really?
Yeah, never had it. I don't like the way it's spelled.
You have a hard enough time spelling it.
If I see food and it's spelled weird, I can't be any good.
I'm not going to order that because, yeah.
But this was different. Very good. And, hey, somebody I know is going to northern Italy, and they're going to, where'd we stay? Verona? Last time we were there?
Venice? Oh,
no.
Verona.
Verona, thank you.
Verona. Across the lake from Bellagio.
Yeah, Lake Como. And I think they were overwhelmed by all the information we were giving them. Listen, you got to see that, and you got to get some. Okay, yeah, we're gonna get to all that. So I said, you're going to love it. Have a great time. It's beautiful. It's like a fairy tale.
Yeah, how do you tell somebody all that without totally having them glaze over?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, my brother and his wife went with us on that trip. Also,
had a good time. I get very close with your brother.
And for Christmas, they sent us a book. You know, one of those books that you make with pictures of the trip and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really,
really
good. I should bring it in and show it to you.
Yeah,
it
did a little show and tell.
Yeah, you guys are in there.
Really?
Yeah.
We made the book?
Yeah, you made the book.
All right.
They weren't sure if you'd be in the final cut, but turns out you were.
Who wrote the foreword?
You know, Brian.
Is that just silly?
Yes, you shouldn't be so forward. We've got a good show planned today, Brian, as always, but our first guest today is going to be Tom Spellman from Dave Wilson Nursery. So if you have any questions on fruit trees, you're welcome to call in anytime during the interview. And if you don't have any questions and you just want to learn about fruit trees, Dave Wilson is
one of the best.
Yeah, if not the best, one of the best fruit tree growers in the country.
I don't know that anyone's ever asked him a question that stumped him, at least here on this show.
I don't think he knows it, really. And then second hour, we're going to be talking bees.
Yeah, yep.
And making honey.
My niece took an apiary class or whatever and was doing that for a while, and she really loved it.
Really?
I'm allergic, so I kind of stay away.
You're allergic to bees?
Yeah.
What happens when you get stung?
Nothing right away. Thankfully, it's not the anaphylactic type, you know, where I just fall over dead. But I continue to swell over 4 or 5 or 6 days, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
What are we talking about here?
Wherever it gets stung. It's pretty bad. I got stung on my forearm one time, and in about 5 days, I looked like Popeye.
Okay.
That whole arm was
That gives me a better visual.
Yeah, yeah.
You kept saying, it gets bigger and bigger.
And there's really nothing to do. The doctor gave me, he said, are you putting ice on it? Yeah. He said, you taking Benadryl? Yeah, which I take that and I fall asleep.
So you've been stung a few times?
Oh, yeah.
You kind of know the routine. Really?
Oh, yeah. They scope me out. It's like I have this sign on me that says, go get them.
You have pheromones that they like.
There's something about it.
You're emitting something.
I can be standing with 20 or 30 people, and the bee comes right at me, and it's just incredible.
I've never been stung.
It's not pleasant.
No.
It hurts. No.
I think I've told this story years ago, but when we were just married, a lot of us young couples went on a trip to, trying to think where we went. It might have been to New England. You know, a bunch of people piled in a car, and we went to New England, but we were camping. I think there's probably about 10 of us camping at a campground one time, and there were some bees. You know how the bees are always around the campground like that? And the one know-it-all in the group.
There's always one, right?
Yeah. The one know-it-all.
She's giving directions. Don't move. And she's just saying, if you run, they're going to chase you and they're going to sting you. Just stand still. Don't move. Don't move. And while she's yapping away like that, a bee came and stung her on the lip.
Really?
And then, like Bob said, her whole lip was swollen for like 3 days.
That's how she enjoyed her camping trip, right?
You know, we were talking earlier, you didn't know that I had the 29 Model A.
Right.
And the last incident I had with the bee sting was my first time driving that.
Flew right in and stung you.
Well, the front windshield opens out in the old cars. And it came right in and was on my shirt. I didn't know it. I got stung right in the neck.
Oh my gosh.
I wound up with a lump in my neck that was about the size of a russet potato.
Like a goiter?
Yeah. It was huge, but it was hard. It was like this big potato in there.
Oh my gosh.
And it was really attractive.
So those windows go up and down, right? The front windshield?
Yeah, it opens up from the bottom.
So you could actually drive with no windshield.
Yeah, well, it would be still there, but you could.
That's what I'm saying. You can pull it up, and I would imagine because the car, they didn't drive that fast back then.
No, that's your air conditioning.
Yeah,
you open that up, and it lets the air in. So.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people wore goggles.
Well, usually on the open cockpit,
and a scarf.
But, you might as well with this one too, because everything is blowing in at you. So, but not good. But bees and honey are wonderful.
They go together, don't they?
They do.
Did you happen to read the article I wrote called "As American as Rose Pie"?
No, I didn't read that one. I read your article on Egypt.
I did.
Well, it wasn't on Egypt, but it opened up talking, giving a history.
Well, there's a tip in the article, "As American as Rose Pie." And the reason that I called it that is the rose is America's national flower. And, of course, apple pie is American. But roses are related to apples.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the same family. And Dr. Keith Zeri has developed a new rugosa rose, and he calls it Sweet Hips. And, you know, most rose hips are either sour or no taste
dry
at all.
Dry and nothing, yeah.
Yeah. But he says that this one has apple-like flavor, sweet flavor. So I kind of wonder if you could, and you know rose hips are loaded with vitamin C.
Yeah, more than an orange.
Yeah. So I wonder if you could maybe cut up some of these rose hips and mix them with apples and make yourself a healthy apple pie.
Why not?
Oh, I don't see why you couldn't.
Yeah.
My mother has rugosas that I had planted over at her house. And when the hips are on, I'm always pulling one off and eating it. It's delicious.
It's healthy for you, yeah.
It tastes good.
Well, excuse me. Sorry about that. I should have turned my head. I wrote this article, and then I also put a link in there because the only place I'm aware that you can get this rose right now is Gurney Seed and Nursery Company.
Uh-huh.
They're a mail-order company. And the reason I put a link in there is that they're selling the rose at half price through the end of December or the end of February.
Oh, wow.
So all this month you can get the rose at half price. It's normally $24.99, and I think it's on sale for $12.50.
Does it grow like a regular rugosa?
Grows like a rugosa.
Then you'll only need one.
Yeah, you only need one, but this has three, if you live in Southern California, three crops a year.
Right.
And in other parts of the country, two crops.
Mm-hmm.
And big, huge. Debbie said that they were the size of ping pong balls.
That's big for
that's a
rose.
That's a huge hip, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think Keith thought she was exaggerating a little. But in either case, they're supposed to be great flavor. And you know how hardy rugosa roses are.
Yeah.
You can grow them up into Minnesota, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Very hardy. They naturally come from Japan, and they grow on the seashore.
And the fragrance is to die for.
Oh, yeah, great
Better
fragrance
Better than almost any rose.
Yeah. So it's called Sweet Hips.
Have to take a break. Come back with the short quote of the week, Tom Spellman. And, of course, your phone calls at 855-424-9825. Questions or comments for us or Tom. Great time to get in and to get your questions answered or make your comments. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com. Bob Reed-Miller, Brian Main, John Begnasco coming right back.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. A non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It's 22 minutes after the hour. Back on your Saturday morning here, Garden America, John Bagnasco, Bob Reedmiller for Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Lines open at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. And just before we go to our guest, Tom Spellman, John's got probably one of the shorter quotes that we've had in quite some time.
Especially compared to the last one, right?
Last week it was a couple of pages.
I know, yeah.
You know, you guys tease me, and I can take a hint, so this is a short quote. But I really like it. It's from Mirabelle Osler, who wrote the book A Gentle Plea for Chaos.
Now, I recognize that title because you've spoken it.
Yeah, I really like that that book. I kind of had to push my way through it.
Well, sure, it's very chaotic.
Well, yeah, you know, and I wasn't always interested. It was about her English garden. But, you know, when I got to the last page, it was like, I got all choked up. I almost cried. I mean,
must be.
Well, don't ruin the ending.
No, no. But you definitely.
Is it because of all the rain why those gardens look so fantastic?
Oh, in England, yeah,
it's got to be. All the time.
Anyway, her quote, Brian, is at the heart of gardening. There's a belief in the miraculous.
It's very true.
Excellent.
And speaking of miraculous,
hey, somebody with us who's
it's a miracle that we have Tom Spellman from Dave Wilson Nursery, because he has a really busy schedule this time of year.
He carved out some time for us.
Yeah, every Saturday it seems like he's making a speech or giving a talk somewhere, and it's because it's the time of year to be planting bare root fruit trees. So welcome to the show, Tom.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Glad to be here today.
Yeah, we're glad we have you, too. Where are you speaking today?
I am speaking at Sunshine Growers Nursery in Ontario. So it's only 20 minutes away from my house in Upland. So that's why I had a little bit of time I could spend with you guys this morning.
Well, we really appreciate that. You know, Tom, it's not only bare root fruit trees, but you've been involved with all type of fruit trees through the years, citrus, rare fruits. And I don't think I've ever had a gardening or at least a fruit question that I've asked that you weren't able to answer. So we really appreciate you taking the time to share some information with us. You know what I was thinking today? Well, today I have two questions. One is we talk about fruit trees, but also bare root. We can sell other fruits this time of year, a lot of berries and grapes. We really haven't spent much time talking about grapes, and I know our listeners would like to know about that. But before we do grapes, I had a quick question on apple trees.
Okay.
Dave Wilson, I know, with its Zager Genetics, is on the leading edge of all kinds of new trees, but one of the things we don't really think about is that you have a lot of heirloom varieties of trees in your inventory also. And I got an email from someone in Northern California who has an apple tree that they've had for many years, and it was a king apple. And they wanted to know if they bought a variety of, if they bought a king apple this year, would it be the same one that they planted 50 years ago?
Well, there's several different strains of what they call king apple. Probably the most common one would be the one they call King David. And, you know, that's been an old familiar variety for 150 years probably. So that is still the same strain. And we are actually planning on a reintroduction of that variety, hopefully in 2019.
Oh, wow.
And it's a really good apple. It's nice and crunchy. It's a late season variety. It's really adaptable. It's doing well at my low chill trial in Irvine. So we know it'll take Southern California conditions as well as high chill conditions. You know, it's a variety that's been grown in New England and upstate New York and really all over the country. So it's one of those old heirloom varieties that I'm pretty excited about. I think it's going to be a great reintroduction to the industry.
All right, Brian's going to make a note right now. In 2019, we need to get Tom on again to talk about that, Brian.
He's booked.
Okay. Well, how about grapes? You know, there's a lot of confusion from people I run into about not only planting grapes and what varieties for your area, but even how to go about pruning grapes. No one seems to know. Everybody has the idea that they want to put a patio cover up and let the grapes fill it up and never have to prune them.
Well, it is a very timely subject, John, because I've been doing a lot of work this week with grapes, and we have them planted into several of our experimental trials, and I've been getting lots of questions on those two things specifically, varieties and pruning styles. So let's address varieties first. I think one of the most important considerations with grapes is there are a lot of different types, from wine grape to table grapes. There are old-fashioned seeded varieties. There are European varieties, American hybrid varieties. So the first thing that people want to do before they just go and buy a grape is make sure it's a variety that's adaptable to their climate. And oftentimes what we do is we are shopping in the grocery store, the produce market, and we see Thompson Seedless or we see Flame. And everybody thinks, oh, well, that, you know, that's got to be the variety to plant. They're selling it here in my local market. When, in fact, you know, those two varieties, they're old European seedless varieties, and they're wonderful flavor, but they require a lot of early heat. So if you don't have a semi-desert-type condition, they're probably not going to do that well for you. So here in Southern California, in coastal Southern California, I always recommend that people look to the American hybrid varieties. There are several out there that have some of the old European breeding in their parentage. So if I wanted a Thompson Seedless, I could get a Hemrod or an Interlaken, which are big white seedless grapes, and they're disease resistant. They're not susceptible to powdery mildew in the Southern California coastal valleys and our regions that get a little bit more nighttime humidity. If I wanted a Flame or a Ruby or a Crimson, I could look for varieties like Suffolk Red Seedless or Canidus Seedless. And those are varieties that, again, have that European seedless parentage, but they're disease resistant. So in the southern states, you know, you can grow all kinds of different varieties, even the muscadine types. So for every single climate in this country, there are adaptable grapes. You know, the New England and New York growers have great selections of Concord and Concord hybrids and things that were bred for that area and do well in that area. So don't just go to the grocery store and think, well, I'm going to buy a Flame grape, because more often than not, you're not going to be in a climate that variety is going to be adaptable to. So research varieties is the most important first consideration.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with Tom Spellman. More information, more knowledge from Tom Spellman. And again, a great time. This is an opportunity for you at 855-424-9825. 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com on this Saturday morning. John Bagnasco, Bob Breedmiller, Brian Mann, happy weekend. Taking a break, we are coming right back.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Ah, oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour. Thank you for joining us, making us part of your weekend here every Saturday for 2 hours, Garden America. John Becknasco, Bob Reed Miller sitting in for Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Lines open, and a great time to get through to our guest, Tom Spellman, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or if you prefer, that's John at GardenAmerica.com as we continue John with Tom.
Yeah, you know, we got an email question for Tom, too.
Beautiful.
And someone who lives up in Northern California in Arcata, which is a really cool climate, wants to know if there's any grape varieties that would be successful up there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, any of the American hybrids, you know, Concord or Concord hybrids, any of those American varieties will do well in that climate. They don't need the heat like the European table grapes do. So, they've got white seedless, red seedless, black seedless, you know, Concord types, golden muscats. There's all kinds of grape varieties that will grow in that climate.
All right. And then you had mentioned muscadine grapes for the south. I don't have an email on this, but in the past we've had people who have come to San Diego from the south and wanted to know if those varieties would grow here. They're not readily available, but do you know if anyone's been successful with those varieties in Southern California?
You know, I've never really seen a planting of those in Southern California. I have had a few questions on those in the past, and people mainly want to know where they can access those varieties. And I always tell them, you know, well, you know, Google the name or you know, look at some of the Southern nursery companies that do mail order and see if you can get one sent out here. But I've never had anybody actually give me results. I know those varieties certainly prefer a climate with more summertime humidity.
Right.
That, you know, that's where they do really well. That's where they shine. So I would, again, I always recommend people do your homework, research your varieties, make sure they're adaptable to the area. But I encourage people to experiment. You know, if you've got a variety that you're familiar with that you want to grow out here from, you know, wherever you were born and raised, I mean, give it a try. I mean, you might really be surprised. I've had lots of wonderful results over the years trying things that people told me I could never grow here.
Well, I know you told me, you know, going back to the apples, about apple varieties that we thought, you know, needed over 1,000 chill hours to be successful, and you told me that down here they were doing just fine for you.
They're doing excellent. I was just there yesterday, working on that project yesterday morning with a few volunteers, and it's just amazing how well those trees have done and what a fantastic crop of fruit they produced this year with, you know, 3.5 years in the ground. March 1st will be 4 years.
Wow.
So they've just
done
wonderful.
Amazing. Well, you know, there's, because I have limited land, I only have half an acre and 1,000 roses on it. I always, whatever I put on my property, I'm selective, and I usually like it to be a little bit different and something that I'm not going to look over my neighbor's fence and see that he has. And you were talking about grapes, and I don't really have much experience with a variety that or varieties that have come out in the last few years referred to as witch's grapes. Do you know anything about those? Hate to throw that at you, but it's something I've been wondering about.
I have heard of those, John, but I guess you finally got me stumped. I don't really have any information on those.
They're, listeners out there, if you want to Google them, just Google witch grape. And they're really elongated grapes rather than round or oval. They look like fingers.
Yeah, like really.
Witch grapes.
Yeah, which I think they're called witch finger. Google witch finger grape.
May very well be a variety, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, you may not know about it now, but I know the next time I talk to you, you will.
I got to do my homework. You guys are making me stay busy.
I think that some of those varieties are, from what I've heard, are actually beginning to show up in some supermarkets. So, isn't that? I see Brian's got it up on his computer.
Yeah, they come right up, and actually, they're grouped together to look almost like a pine cone.
Yeah, isn't that weird though? The shape of those,
and they're very elongated. Absolutely,
yeah, and they've got points on the end. So anyway, what has been really popular in your talks so far this year in bare root season? I know that different fruits seem to have different popularity from year to year. I remember in Southern California a few years ago, the cherries that came out that were low chill were really popular, and everybody had to have one of those. But have you noticed any recent trends?
Well, you know, we try and introduce new varieties all the time. So, you know, we did introduce a new low chill variety again this year, and we actually just introduced it under a number. It was 6GM25, and it sold out of almost all the retail locations within just a few days. Everybody was excited to get it, and one of the main things I like about it is it's self-fruitful. It's very low chill adaptable, but it's also a bridge pollinizer for Mini Royal and Royal Lee. So if you had the Mini Royal and Royal Lee and weren't getting good cross-pollinization, sometimes they vary by a few days. Mini Royal blooming first and Royal Lee coming in a little later. Well, now here's the variety that bridges the whole thing together. This one has a bloom time that's right in the middle, so it's going to bring all those together and pollinate well.
And so what was that one called again?
It was introduced under an experimental number, which was 6GM25.
Okay, and if it was available this year, that would have been the tag on the grape, right?
Yes, so it's not a grape, it's a cherry.
I meant that. I cracked my head about 6 weeks ago.
John fall down.
You know? Now I have an excuse for anything that I say that I shouldn't. Well, that's great news. We probably need to let you go because is your talk at 9 o'clock? Did you say?
It's going to start shortly after 9. So I would like to give it a few extra minutes. In fact, I think that we may have a 10 o'clock start time. So,
All right. Well, before we let you go, anything else that you'd like to talk about?
Well, you know, I always want to encourage people to visit our website, John. It's davewilson.com, and I know you guys are playing some commercials for us right now that advertise that website. But and I always appreciate, you know, you guys recommending that. But we definitely consider it to be one of the most comprehensive websites on fruit tree information that you're going to find. And we're proud of it. We've done a lot of work and put a lot of effort into it and have a couple of people that spend most of their time working just on that website.
So, well, I have to admit that if I'm researching fruit, that's the first website that I go to because there's just a phenomenal amount of information on that website. And in our newsletter, if anyone out there who gets our newsletter, there's a link right to the consumer end of your website, because I think you also have parts for retail garden centers that with information that applies mainly to them.
Portion of it for commercial fruit growers. There's a retail nursery section, and there's a backyard grower section, which has tons and tons of great information for home growing.
Yeah, and you've produced some great videos also with information on how to care for fruit trees, on pruning, backyard orchard culture, keeping all the trees, three trees in one hole.
There's actually a couple of videos up on grape pruning, since we were on that subject. So people should take a look at that because there are two distinctively different styles of pruning for grapes if you want good production. It's either what we call a spur prune, or a cane prune. And in the spur pruning, you would cut down to very short, you know, 3 or 4 bud sections of last year's growth, where in a cane prune, you're going to leave an 18 to 24-inch long cane of last year's growth. So makes a big difference in how your vines are going to produce to do the right pruning style.
Any kind of a pruning video is really worth its weight in gold, because it just for somebody to tell you, or even to look at a static picture, it just doesn't do it for you.
Yeah. Quick question on that pruning, Tom. Do you use different types of pruning for different grapes, or can you train?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
and,
you need
you know,
to find
in
out.
In our variety descriptions, we always list that in part of the description, whether it requires a cane style pruning or a spur type pruning.
Ah, that's really very important. Good. Well, Tom, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We always learn so much, and you know, who knows, maybe we'll see you out there on the lecture circuit someday.
always a pleasure spending some time with you guys. I totally appreciate the opportunity and look forward to our next visit.
Okay, take care, Tom.
Tom Spellman, yes, great information. And again, that's why they're one of the big supporters of our show, and we do appreciate that, so thank you very much. 45 minutes after the hour, time for a break. We've got one more segment coming up, hour number one on the Saturday, so do stay with us. And again, lines are open. It is open phones. What's on your mind? Questions, comments, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com. Bob Reed-Miller, Brian Main, John Bagnasco. This is Garden America.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay.
It is our final segment Saturday morning, at least for hour number one, but remember, hour number two, not too far in the distant future, 6 minutes after, with news coming up top of the hour. Again, 52 minutes after the hour, back here with Garden America on this Saturday, filling in for Tiger Palafox, Bob Reed-Miller, John Bagnasco here, and Brian Main, your host right here, 855-424-9825. Somebody from Chico by the name of Bill John wants to talk to you about roses. So, Bill from Chico, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling, and John is all ears.
Thank you. John, your voice sounds great today. Boy, it's good to hear. Got
thank
the
you,
fire
Bill.
Back in it. That's great.
He sure right. does.
And I love that quote of the day. I couldn't agree more.
You know, I got to tell you, if you get a chance to read that book, Bill, it's not that long, and you can gloss over some of the parts, but if you just want to have some type of emotional feel at the end, it's worth reading. Okay, down to business.
I agree. Okay, I called Gurney. They say they can't ship the sweet hips to California.
What?
That's what I said. and the gal that was processing the phone didn't quite understand my what, but I couldn't get a reason. They just said it's
is that a, must be, is that a California, California. Some, is there some kind of California law?
Well, no. I did see the states. Oh, you know, it is California. They can't ship to Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Montana. Well, then I guess what you need is a friend in another state that can ship it to
you. Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Either that or get out of the Ninth Circuit territory. Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Bye.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, there's a fine how do you do.
Can you imagine if there was a question on a game show that said, what do all these states have in common?
Yeah.
Answer, you can't ship a Gurney Rose to them.
Well, specifically a Sweet Hips.
Yeah, Sweet Hips.
Wow. We're going to have to talk to the Zaries and see what they can do about that.
Yeah, I have a Sweet Hips Rose at my house.
I'm telling.
And we sold, we sold one in the Rose Auction last November. And we're going to have another one for this November.
Huh.
Wow. All right, that's going to be extra special then, people trying to get it. I'm glad Bill called and pointed that out.
You know, the we're talking about the cherries, the fruit trees, the stone fruits, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the parking lot of the station, all that was a flowering pear.
Yeah.
Is in full bloom right now.
As you walk into the front door, left-hand side?
All the white flowers.
Yeah, the evergreen pears, right?
It is absolutely gorgeous.
Pyrus Kawakami, as Brian likes to call it.
Ah, you know. who doesn't after a few drinks?
Yeah. But that is so nice to see. And
you know, Bill just calling reminded me of something, because Bill buys Mighty Mados from us every year.
Uh-huh.
And... because I cracked my head open, this year's whole selection has been
fell out,
somewhat disheveled in putting it together. But I think we have 9 varieties that are not on our current list that next week I'll be able to add. They're not going to be ready till April 17th, but one I'm really excited about because it's the first time it's ever been offered is orange brandywine.
Oh, wow.
You know, everybody kind of looks to Brandywine as one of their favorite
That's sort of like the big
tomatoes,
kahuna,
right?
Yeah.
But orange Brandywine is bred by Tom Wagner, one of the world-famous tomato breeders, and I think the flavor is even better than Brandywine.
Hmm.
The size is huge, 1 to 2 pound fruit.
Wow.
But the flavor on that fruit is just spectacular. So... we're only going to have, I think it's 50 plants available this year. So
those will go fast.
Yeah, they will. So that's something to look for if you haven't put in your order or if you want to order something else. Look probably towards the end of this coming week. It should be up on the website.
Yeah, somebody had mentioned to me that they didn't seem to think that there were as many varieties as usual, but now we know why. So.
Well, that's why. And with the ones that we're putting on this week, it'll actually put us about 20% more varieties than we had last year.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah. I also have a couple emails if we have time.
Yeah, we got a few minutes, John. Go ahead.
One I'm not really sure how to respond to.
It's a funny email, though.
This is actually from a good friend of ours in Northern California. And the email says, I had the right to remain silent, but being Italian, I didn't have the ability. Obviously, it doesn't refer to anyone here.
No, of course not.
Of course not, John.
Probably because Bob was talking about Italian cooking.
Yeah, and Sicilian as opposed to Northern.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next question is from Diane in Laguna Niguel, who's the perfect travel companion. I have to tell you, she's been on two of our tours and just one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. But she says she has a deciduous white hibiscus. Those are the hardy varieties.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she said she thinks she bought it at Proven Winners a few years ago, Euro-American up in Bonsall. And it's about 4 feet high and 2 feet wide, and she wants to move it. So her question is, are they easy to relocate, and what time of year would be best? She was thinking late winter or early spring. Any hints on moving it? And
I would think early spring.
Well, you know what? Now that they're dormant, completely dormant, and the soil is so soft now would be a perfect time to move it.
Yeah, you're right. And it wouldn't, it's not going to run into any kind of extreme winter, you know, stress or anything.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it freezing. We used to grow those in Michigan.
Yeah.
That's how hardy they are. They're also called, what are they called, dinner plate hibiscus,
mm-hmm.
hardy hibiscus.
Yeah. But, yeah, now, especially with the rains that we've had, it would be easy to dig. Just take a good size root ball with you.
Well, and also if it has multiple stems coming out of the ground, we used to divide them when we would move them.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's too big for the area and you want to bring it down in size a little bit, you can just split it in half.
Split it and make two, yeah.
Yeah, just make sure that there's more than one stem coming out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. If she couldn't get to it this time of year, then early spring would work just as well.
Sure, and just cut it back as much as you want.
Hey, we're up against a break. We got top of the hour news coming up. And
all right, I'll stick around for another hour.
We're back at 6 minutes after.
Look forward to it.
Okay, so do stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.